Hello, and welcome to The Legal Voice. My name is Ajuman Mubarak, your host, right here on Sight and to Sound Radio. Lies, lies, lies. Folks always lying on me. My frenemies, my enemies, the haters, and yes, even some of my family members. What can I do to stop all this lying? I'm thinking about fighting lies with lies. So our featured topic for today is defamation, libel, and slander. When people lie on you and what you can do about it. We're going to answer some frequently asked questions about lying on people, such as, I know lying is a form of defamation, but what is defamation? And can I be sued just for giving my opinion? What could be my defense? And what about my social media post? Comedians talk about people all the time. Why don't they get sued? I'll be answering these questions and more here on The Legal Voice. But first, I must mention the legal stuff. The fine print of our program in lawyer parlance is known as the legal disclaimer. The information, my opinions, my commentary shared on this program are for general knowledge and educational purposes only, along with a dash of entertainment. The opinions, my commentary, do not reflect those of this station. It does not represent legal advice, nor is it meant to take the place of a duly licensed attorney's advice regarding your specific case. That said, let's get started. Before we get into the Q&A part of the program, let's review some of the basics of defamation. That is, lying on or gossiping about people. Defamation includes both libel, written defamation, and slander, spoken defamation. To be defamatory, a statement must be an assertion of fact as opposed to opinion. Like, that person is ugly. Well, that's not really defamation. But if you say that person broke the law 2 years ago and she or he loses his job, that's another story. So it's communicated to other people. So defamation must be communicated to other people that is capable of being proven false. Defamation is not a crime, but someone who believes they were defamed can sue the person who made the allegedly false statement. Statements of opinion or hyperbole are protected by First Amendment. That's why the comedians get away with it. Also, the individual alleging defamation has to show he or she suffered harm to their reputation, that is, loss of a job or income. I know you're thinking that many politicians should not be able to sue for defamation. They have no reputation. Anyway, that's another story. If the only damage is hurt feelings, well, a defamation lawsuit is unlikely to be successful. Also, it's even harder for public figures and limited purpose public figures, that's experts on a certain topic like a professor who has been on television, it's hard for them to win a defamation case. A public figure or limited purpose public figure would not only have to prove that the statement made was false, but that person making it knew it and should have known that the statement was false when it was made. Statements made on matters of public concern, for example, Israel's occupation of Palestine, also receive a higher First Amendment protection. Now, this area of law varies from state to state, but the bottom line is bringing a defamation suit is often difficult, costly, and time-consuming. So maybe I'm not going to do that. I'll just try to fight lies with lies, I guess. It'll be too expensive. Anyway, well, and there may be better strategies to counter false statements than bringing a lawsuit. That said, if you believe you've been defamed or have received a cease and desist letter alleging that you defamed someone, contact a lawyer, an advocate, a community activist, or an elected official in your local area so you can explore legal as well as non-legal options. Now, let's move on to some frequently asked questions. For these questions, I'll be referencing uslegal.com, the Anti-Defamation League, the Palestine Legal, and other sources. The first question, what is defamation? Defamation is a form of publication which tends to cause one to lose the esteem of the community is defamation. This is injury to someone's reputation. A person is liable for the defamation of another. What is slander? Well, slander is a form of defamation that consists of making false oral statements about a person which would damage that person's reputation. If I spread a rumor that your neighbor has been in jail and this is not true, I could be held liable for slander. On the other hand, what is libel? Well, defamation which occurs by written statements is known as libel. Libel may also result from a picture or visual representation, and nowadays social media post. Can I sue someone who says or writes something defamatory about me? In order to prove a defamation case, the plaintiff must prove some things. One, that a statement was made about the plaintiff's reputation, honesty, or their integrity that is not true. Two, there must be publication to a third party, or another person hears or reads the statement. And three, the plaintiff suffers damages as a result of the statement. Not just bad feelings, but actual damages. Can libel suits be brought by a public figure? Well, public figures have a more difficult time proving defamation. Politicians, celebrities are understood to take some risk in being before the public eye, and many of them profit by their public persona. A celebrity must prove that the party defaming them knew the statements were false, made them with actual malice, or was negligent in saying or writing them. Proving these elements can be an uphill battle. However, an outrageously inaccurate statement that's harmful to one's career can be the grounds for a successful defamation suit, even if the subject is famous. For example, some celebrities have won suits against tabloids for false statements regarding their ability to work, such as inaccurate statements that the star had a drinking problem or a relationship issue. Don't I have a right to express my opinion without fear of being sued for libel or slander? Yes, you do. So long as your statement of opinion is just an opinion and does not concern specific facts that can be proved untrue. For example, the waiters and waitresses at Acme Restaurant are too slow and the food is too spicy. Well, this statement is an opinion. On the other hand, I got food poisoning at Acme Restaurant. It's potentially defamatory in a statement. In fact, the restaurant can prove that you never contracted food poisoning. If I was fired from my last job, I found out that my previous boss is giving me nasty references. What can I do? Well, your former employer does not have carte blanche to say just anything about you, but a former supervisor can give candid assessments of your job performance if the information provided is accurate and can be backed up. Unless the reference is slanderous, that is false and mean-spirited, a mere bad reference is not actionable. Suing or threatening legal action can take a bad situation. They can make it bad, from bad to worse, and the supervisor may say, I fired this person. He used me for a reference, then sued me for telling the truth. So typically, to avoid that, most employers just give the date of employment and job title and whether or not they are reemployable at that company. Can I sue for a defamatory statement made by a witness under oath in court? Well, some statements, while libelous and slanderous, are absolutely privileged in the sense that the statements can be made without fear of a lawsuit for slander. The best example is a statement made in a court of law. An untrue statement made by a witness about a person in court which damages that person's reputation would generally not cause liability to the witness as far as the slander is concerned. However, if the statement is untrue and the person knows the statement is untrue, the crime of perjury may have been committed. I recently reviewed my personnel work files and was horrified to read that some of the statements written by my employer was flat out wrong. Do I have grounds for a defamation suit? If the offending material reflected only opinions, it would not be libelous. A statement such as, "This employee is not ready for a promotion," reflects the supervisor's opinion. But if the material reflected facts, and the facts are wrong, the employer may be liable for defamation. For example, if the personnel file contains a false statement that you were dishonest and not to be trusted with the keys to the cash register, the employer could be held liable for defamation. Are news reporters and their statements protected against libel and or slander claims? The media enjoys a qualified privilege of stories that turn out to be false as long as the information was released without malice, that is, without intent to harm, and a retraction or correction is made when the matter is brought to the attention of the publishing party. Can an opinion be slander? Can my opinion be defamatory? Well, no. But merely labeling a statement as your opinion does not make it so. Courts look at whether the reasonable reader or listener could understand the statement was asserting a statement of verifiable fact. A verifiable fact is one capable of being proven false or true. What is the legal definition of defamation of character? Generally, defamation is a false and unprivileged statement of fact that is harmful to someone's reputation and is published with fault, meaning as a result of negligence or malice. State laws often define defamation in specific ways, but libel is a written defamation versus slander is spoken. So, is it slander if it's true? Well, a person who wishes to successfully sue you for libel must generally prove the statement is false. In most states, truth is a complete defense to a libel action. What are the elements of a defamation claim? Well, there are three basic elements. The elements must be proved to establish defamation are: 1. A statement must be made. There must be a publication. And it must be a false statement. Now, that is understood as being of or concerning of the plaintiff and tending to harm the reputation of that person. Now, if the plaintiff is a public figure, he or she must also prove actual malice. Who is a public figure? Well, a public figure is someone who has actively sought, in a given matter of public interest, to influence the resolution of the matter. In addition to the obvious public figures, a government employee, a senator, or a presidential candidate, someone may be a limited purpose public figure. Now, a limited purpose public figure is one who voluntarily participates in a discussion about a public controversy. And that's tend to be those experts that come on TV and talk about, for instance, at this time, the coronavirus. So that person becomes a limited purpose public figure. One can also be an involuntary limited purpose public figure, for example, an air traffic controller on duty at the time of a fatal crash was held to be involuntary. And then there's other examples. Other examples of public figures, that can be a former city attorney and an attorney for a corporation organized to recall members of city council. Then there can be a psychologist who conducted New Marathon Group Therapy. Then there was also a land developer seeking land approval for housing near a toxic chemical plant. Now, members of an activist group who spoke with reporters at public events, you know, the Me Too, hashtag Black Lives Matter, all those advocates, they become public figures. What if I change a person's name and kind of hide it? You know, names have been withheld type thing to protect the innocent. To state a defamation claim, the person claiming defamation need not be mentioned by name. The plaintiff only needs to be reasonably identifiable. So, if you defame the government executive who makes his home at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, it is still reasonably identifiable as the president. Do blogs and other posts have the same constitutional protections as mainstream media? Yes. The U.S. Supreme Court has said that in the context of defamation law, the rights of the institutional media are no greater and no less than those enjoyed by other individuals and organizations engaged in the same activities. So, if you have a blog or any kind of podcast and you give your opinions, well, you're pretty much covered under the First Amendment. Now, what if I publish another person's statement? That is, someone comments on your post. Generally, anyone who repeats someone else's statements is just as responsible for their defamation or their defamatory content as the original speaker. So if they knew it or had reason to know of the defamation, recognizing the difficulty this will pose in the online world, Congress enacted Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which provides a strong protection against liability for internet intermediaries who provide a republish speech by others. That is, if you do a repost. But you may not know the comments that's attached to that repost. So you're kind of protected. So it's not likely you're going to get sued for defamation when you do a repost. What's the statute of limitation on libel? Well, most states have a statute of limitations on libel claims, after which point the plaintiff cannot sue over the statement. For example, in California, it's 1 year statute of limitations, starts when the statement is first published to the public. In certain circumstances, such as when the defendant cannot be identified, a plaintiff can have more time to file a claim. Most courts have rejected claims that can be that can have more time as far as publishing online amounts to where it's just continuous publication. And it starts the statute of limitation ticking when the claimed defamation was first published. We're about midway through our program. You listen to The Legal Voice. My name is Algernon Mubarak, your host, here on Sight and to Sound Radio, Houston, Texas. You can listen to Sight Into Sound streaming live on Saturday afternoons at 3:30, Friday afternoons at 3:30, and then again on Saturday mornings at 3:30 on one of our specially tuned radios, Channel 8.5 TV, on your computer or mobile device, as well as Amazon Alexa, Apple HomePod Siri, and Google Home. Or you can listen at your convenience, on demand, 24/7, on our podcast page at sightintosound.org. As we proceed, remember that this information, my opinions, my commentary shared on this program are for general knowledge and educational purposes only, with a little bit of entertainment thrown in. The opinions, my commentary, do not reflect those of the station. It does not represent legal advice, nor is it meant to take the place of a duly licensed attorney's advice. So please, consult a licensed attorney's advice in your local area regarding your specific case. Now, continuing on with today's feature topic, defamation, libel, and slander. When people lie on you or gossip about you, what you can do about it. The next question. What are some examples of libelous and non-libelous statements? Well, here are some. Charging someone with being a communist. Then, calling an attorney a crook. Describing a woman as a call girl. Accusing a minister of unethical conduct. Accusing a father of violating the confidence of his son. Now, some of the things that are not libelous will be calling a political foe a thief, a liar, in a chance encounter because of hyperbole in context. Of course, we've seen that many times during this campaign season. Calling a TV participant a local loser, a chicken butt, a big shank, a big skank. Of course, we see that on late night talk shows, Jimmy Kimmel, Fallon, and all those. Calling someone, excuse my wording, a B-I-T-C-H, or a son of that same B word. Or calling or changing a product code name from Carl Sagan to Butthead Astronomer. Well, calling a person a Butthead Astronomer, I don't know. Well, that would not be libelous. Since libel is considered in context, do not take these examples to be hard and fast rule about particular phrases. Generally, the non-libelous examples are hyperbole or opinion. She's ugly, she's big, he's crazy. Those are just opinion type words. How do courts look at the context of a statement? Well, for a blog or a podcast, a court will likely start with the general tenor or the setting or format of that blog or podcast, as well as the content of the links through which the user accused the particular entry. So next, the court will look at the specific context and the content of the blog or podcast discussion or the content, analyzing the extent of the figurative or hyperbolic language used and the reasonable expectations of that audience. So what is libel per se? When libel is clear on its face, without the need of explanatory matter, it is called libel per se. The following are found to be libelous per se. So that's a statement that falsely charges any person with a crime or with having been indicted or convicted or punished for a crime. That would be libelous per se. Or a statement that falsely imputes him the present existence of an infectious or contagious or loathsome disease, saying that someone has AIDS or the coronavirus, if they want to say that. But mostly things like AIDS, something that you can't change, or herpes. We've had that kind of case with public figures. Or where it's a statement that falsely tends directly to injure him or her in respect to an office, a profession, a trade, or business, either by imputing to him general disqualifications in those respects that the office or other occupation peculiarly requires, or by imputing something with reference to his office, profession, or trade. That is, saying something that discredits the person within their industry, and it hurts their profession. Or if it's a false statement that imputes to him impotence or want of chastity, saying that this person cannot do certain things in bed. I don't know what other term. But anyway, so claim those type things that can be proven false. So what is a false light claim? Well, some states allow people to sue for damages that arise when others place them in a false light. That is, you've probably heard of this term, put a cloud over a person. You make a lot of statements. People are making different statements. Before you know it, there's a cloud over them, but no facts attached to it. Of course, we do have someone in politics that tend to do that a lot, and nothing happens, but there's a term called false light. It's information presented in a false light. It's portrayed as factual, but it creates a false impression about the plaintiff. That is, a photograph of plaintiffs in an article about sexual abuse, because it creates the impression that the depicted persons are victims of sexual abuse. Our false light claims are subject to the constitutional protections sometimes, but typically you can sue a person for a false light claim. What about trade libel? Well, trade libel is defamation against the goods or services of a company or business. You know, some people put a roach in their food so they can get some free food later. Well, they can be sued for doing that, because it'll mess up that restaurant's reputation. Some people have said they found a finger in their chili, which wasn't true. Well, that person could have been sued. But unfortunately, they didn't have enough money to sue, so the restaurant just put it out that, you know, try to change that by putting out the truth. And some libel, writing lies about people, including texting, emails, social media. And then there is slander, gossiping, or telling lies about people, are two of the main types of defamation. If people is knowingly and willingly, and sometimes maliciously, lying about you, and you're not a public figure, you may be able to sue them to stop by way of a cease and desist order or injunctive relief, or you may be able to sue for damages for money. Now, I don't mean to be stepping on anyone's toes, but if it is you that is spreading lies, mind your own business. We have come to the end of our program. You've been listening to The Legal Voice. You can hear The Legal Voice streaming live on Sunday afternoons at 3:30, Friday afternoons at 3:30, and Saturday mornings at 3:30. Or you can listen on demand at your convenience 24/7 on our podcast page at sightintosound.org. Our featured topic for today was defamation, libel, and slander. When people lie on you, and what you can do about it. As a reminder, the information, my opinions, my commentary shared on this program are for general informational and knowledge purposes only. The opinions, my commentary do not reflect those of this station. It does not represent legal advice, nor is it meant to take the place of a duly licensed attorney's advice regarding your specific case. So this is only part one of two parts about defamation. We're going to cover pictures, social media, and some other stuff. This has been The Legal Voice, a production of Sight into Sound Radio, Houston, Texas. I'm Ajuman Mubarak. Goodbye.